Here's another little bite of Sarah's story. It's called Aunt Faye and the Secret. Sarah put both pillows over her head. She tried not to hear it, but she couldn't block out the gasping and the snoring coming from the bottom bunk. Sarah loved Aunt Faye's visits, even though they stole her sleep. Faye made her feel safe and treasured. Whenever Aunt Faye was there, her parents would declare a ceasefire. They would make vanilla French toast and cinnamon eggs, and they'd listen to Aunt Faye's stories. Sarah liked to hear the one about the day her mom ditched school to see Frank Sinatra. Sarah wished she knew that part of her mom. She can't imagine her as a rule breaker. Sarah threw her Partridge Family pillow and a blanket off the side of the top bunk and climbed down the ladder. She gathered her gear along with Cleo, whom she'd ignored for the better part of fifth grade, and headed to the stairs. She was determined to sleep in peace. As she reached the bottom, she heard her mom on the phone. "No, I haven't told her yet." "I know. Yes, I will. She's been through so much this year." The last step gave her away. She should have known better. That step always groaned like a reliable old drunk, but she was too interested in the conversation to remember to avoid it. They hadn't told her what. She heard her mom put down the phone. "What are you doing down here, Sarah?" "Wow, that is loud tonight. You can sleep with me. It's amazing that one tiny old woman can make that much noise." Sarah could still hear the gasping and the puffing from the living room, and she knew that her mom's bed was only separated from the sputtering symphony by a wall. She and Cleo would defect to the sofa. "Mom, what haven't you told me yet?" "It can wait, Sarah. Don't worry. We'll talk after Aunt Faye goes home." But Sarah didn't want to wait. And she wanted Aunt Faye there as a witness and as a comfort. She could always count on her to understand and to take her side. She decided to bring it up again over breakfast.